I've got Mac Hinton here, and we are so happy to have you writing for the Review, Mac. I'm not a sports expert, and so we are so happy to have you. And like this week, you have an article about the Cougars rebounding. How are the Cougars doing this year, do you think?
They're doing well.
They are?
They're third place in their division.
Is that because of their coaching, or have they got different players?
They got different players.
And is it their forward players that are the ones that are pulling everything out of the fire that are doing well, or is it the defense ones who are the better?
I would say it's Sam Gillis on defense and Riley Sobe forward.
They're the good ones.
Yeah.
So we were just talking during the break that you are a sports fan. How old are you, I should ask?
27.
And you are a sports fan since when?
Since I was probably when I was a baby kid.
Yeah. Are you a big hockey fan? Like, is that your top thing that you like to focus on? And the reason that we have Mac, he's called the Vancouver Kill Sports Authority, but on Facebook, you have all of these scores and statistics, and you seem to stay on top of all the games. You tell everybody what's coming up, but then you report on the scores after the games, which is quite amazing. Like, how are you keeping track of that? Are you writing that down as the games happen and keeping track of that? Or how do you...
I look on the internet every hour, so...
And are you watching any of those games online, or are you...
Watching the NHL games, yeah.
Yeah? And I know you have a story this week about the Hawks. And how do you think the Hawks are doing?
They're doing really well.
And do they have any top players that you would say are responsible for why they're doing so well?
Say Jonathan Sear, Chris Smith, Damian Charette, yeah.
And are you still doing timekeeping for them as well? Or were you doing timekeeping for the Hawks?
And they're a statistician.
They're a statistician?
Yeah.
Is that hard to do, or?
No, not really. I just keep track of shots on goal.
When's the next Cougars game coming up here in Vancouver?
This Saturday in Cumberland.
Are they here the following week, or?
Yeah.
And why should people come out and cheer for them? Are they getting good crowds these days, or how? They are getting good crowds?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Because I know last year they were, until they got in the finals, I think I went a bit crazy myself in the finals. I was there with one of those noisemakers and everything.
Yeah.
But do you go on the bus with them when they go to Cumberland, go to town, or?
The Cougars don't take bus. They just drive.
Oh, they don't do a whole bus with the team?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hawks do.
Okay. Oh, the Hawks do. Yeah. And you go with them?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that's really great. And what can you tell us about the coach of the Cougars this year? How's he doing?
He's been great.
Yeah. What do they really talk about in the dressing room back there?
He just tells them to play strong and play clean. And yeah.
I remember years ago, I used to go to the hockey games. I remember that year that Finch was in the finals here, and there was fights and stuff breaking out in the lobby between the fans. They haven't had that yet?
No.
No. And what about on the ice? Is it pretty clean? Like, there's no fighting yet?
No fighting yet.
No. Do you find it gets worse when it gets down to, like, if they're into the semifinals or the... Does it get a bit more tense? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really great that you're following all of that sports news for us. And do you have a Facebook page? I'm trying to remember. Is it devoted to the Vancouver Kill Sports Authority, or is it on your personal page?
Yeah.
It's on your personal page. So if anybody out there is listening and they want to follow even more detail than is in the review, they can find, is it under Mac or Mackenzie? I forget.
My Facebook name?
Yeah.
Mackenzie.
So it's Mackenzie Hinton on Facebook, and you will see numbers that you will not believe. Like all these gamer scores, I don't know how you keep up with it, because that's a lot of, some people just do it for a week or two, but then they give up on it. But you're consistent, and we're really happy to have you writing with us. So thanks so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Louise, and thank you, Mac, for that interesting conversation. And we're going to go to another cut of music now. This is...